Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Oh my, it's, wow, it feels like, dare I say, fall outside, everybody. Hello, welcome everybody to Starnes Country. I'm Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us on this Thursday edition of the program. We have a lot happening here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And yes, I was already I drive up down Poplar, up Poplar, across Poplar. Anyway, just about every coffee house, there are lines out the door of people getting their pumpkin spice lattes. So anyway, a lot happening, ladies and gentlemen, today on the program. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to weigh in. And you know what? Let me give you the number first. It's 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And I know there's a lot of celebration and I think a lot of relief across not only the nation, but especially in the Jewish communities and here in Memphis. President Trump announcing and able to do what other presidents have not been able to accomplish, Republican or Democrat, and that is President Trump bringing peace to the Middle East. Of course, the news breaking last night, late yesterday evening, during my Newsmax TV show, so we were going bonkers trying to get all of the late-breaking developments, but the president making a deal with Israel and Hamas. So this is incredible news. All of this is still sort of being worked out. But I'm reminded of the Bible verse, blessed are the peacemakers. And President Trump is a peacemaker. You can say whatever you want to about President Trump, but this is the only president who has not gotten the United States into a shooting war with other countries. And for that, I am personally grateful. We've got a lot happening on the political front as well, and I just have to laugh. I'm telling you, the Democrats, as much as they are imploding on the national level, what is happening here in Memphis is just, it's delicious, is it not? Justin Pearson coming out, and man, is he coming out fighting, and this is going to be a hoot, and as hilarious as it is, it ought to scare the living daylights out of all of us. But right now, we just have to laugh, and we also have to thank the good Lord, because as crazy as it is that Justin Pearson is running against one of the most liberal lawmakers on Capitol Hill, that would be Congressman Steve Cohen, the rumblings were that Pearson was originally going to challenge Mayor Paul Young, which shows you how exposed Young is, and he's just done a terrible job. And I don't think it's Paul Young's fault. I think Paul Young is doing the best job he can possibly do. And honest to goodness, I don't think he expected he would actually win the mayor's race. But he didn't account for the fact nobody bothered to show up to vote on Election Day, and well, there you go. So we've got what we've got. But Pearson could have been the next mayor of Memphis, and that would have led to the mass evacuation of the 901. That's how bad that was. So anyway, Pearson coming out, and it's not only is he running against Cohen, and it's not like one of these, we want to thank the congressman and honor the fact that he's 140 years old, and he didn't do that. He's coming out swinging, and he's punching and accusing Steve Cohen of disrespecting him. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. I'm just, write this down. This is going to be an ugly battle, and the big two issues are going to be race and religion. You mark that down. That's exactly where this is going. And my only question for the Republicans, do you guys have an actual viable candidate that people will vote for? Because at this point, as long as they're breathing and can stand upright, they may have a fighting chance here, folks. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun. So Justin Pearson has also changed his dialect again. We need what we need, Dylan, and we'll try to work on this. We have to get some sort of a device that can just almost like an AI thing that can help us figure out when Pearson changes the dialect. Because back when he was in college at Bowdoin, oh, by the way, Justin Pearson is now saying that he grew up and he grew up with po' folks, that he grew up and man, it was hard. They were living paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, I mean, he was impoverished. Well, again, here on KWAM, here on the Mighty 990, we believe in dealing in facts. And here are the facts. His father was a pastor. His father also obtained a master's degree from Howard University. Very well educated, very well off minister of the gospel. Justin Pearson's mother was a school teacher. So I don't know where he's coming off talking about he grew up. Oh, I grew up in the poor fields of downtown Memphis. And oh, by the way, he goes to Bowdoin College. Again, I'm just trying to lay out the bona fides here, because he says that he grew up as an impoverished child on the streets of Memphis, when in fact he attended Bowdoin College. And Bowdoin College, by the way, which is in the state of Maine, Bowdoin College costs over $90,000 a year to attend. That's where Justin Pearson got his education. And then he got some sort of a fellowship to Princeton University, an Ivy League school. So I want you to remember that, and we're just going to keep pounding that truth home as he creates this false narrative about who he really is. And I don't get that about Pearson. Just own up to it, that you ended up going to a fancy elite school and you got educated and you came back home. And by the way, what has the guy done? You know, I was looking at his resume because I was curious. I'm like, you know, what does he do aside from being a state legislator? Because, you know, that's not exactly a full-time gig. I mean, no offense, guys, but it's not. So I was just curious, what does this guy do? And as near as I can tell, his job is to run businesses out of Memphis. I mean, that's pretty much it. In other words, he's sort of like a Barack Hussein Obama community organizer is what the guy is. I mean, that's his job. So anyway, this is all bad news for Steve Cohen because, well, it's we'll have to talk about this another day. And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Justin Pearson and Steve Cohen. But here's the bottom line. And so when I was on a tangent this. I've only had a half a cup of coffee, so my brain, I'm only functioning at about 90% of the brain right now. So we're going to kick in about 10 minutes. But hear me on this about Justin Pearson and the dialect thing. So when he was at Bowdoin College, he talked whiter than I do. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know that was possible because I've been told that I speak Caucasian and I do it very well. You know, I'm pretty fly for a white guy, as they say. But this guy was talking. I mean, he was like, hello, my name is Justin Pearson and I'm running for student government. And we've got the video somewhere. We got the audio. We'll play. We'll have to dig that up. So then when he came back and he was declaring war on the state legislature and accusing them all of being plantation owners who owned slaves, he started like developing this Al Sharpton, like James Brown in the Blues Brothers, like preacher voice. And we're like, whoa, where did that come from? So now he's toning it down and we've got sort of like a fusion of the two going on. Take a listen to cut number two.
Believe in me because I believe you deserve the best. Yeah. Yeah. I believe you deserve to retire without debt. Yeah. I believe that you should be able to live in a home and not worry about ever going underwater. I believe that you deserve access to health care no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are. I believe that your children, your grandchildren, your children that are going to come generations from now deserve access to a good public education. I believe that the air that they breathe, the water that they drink, and the land that we plant in is sacred. I want you to believe not just in me, but believe in us. I believe that when we stand up, when we speak up, when we go, when we knock doors, that we are going to change this city. We are going to change this state. state. Hell, we're going to change this country. We're going to change this whole world.
Yeah.
It requires a belief, not just in me. Don't just believe in me. I believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus before you believe in me. The reason that I'm running this race is for us.
Yeah.
The reason that we're willing to stand up in this moment in time is because of us.
Yeah.
At this moment, we know we are suffering. We are dying. We are sick. We are being deprived of too much in this time.
Yeah.
And we've got to stand up for us because ain't nobody going to save us. They've had 20 years, 30 years, 40 years to fix it.
Yeah.
And look where we have found ourselves.
Yeah.
You've been going and going and going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Now it's time to turn this ship around.
Yeah.
And go toward justice, toward freedom, toward liberty.
Yes.
As our ancestors did before us,
yes,
so we shall do now.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. It's about us.
Yes.
It's about us.
Yes.
It's about us.
Yes. It's about us. Yeah, it's about a... Oh, sorry, I got carried away there. My apologies. You know what's interesting about all of this? Only about 35 people showed up for this thing. And I to be honest, I was surprised by that. But the national media is going bonkers over this, and they're now calling it a generational divide within the Democrat Party. David Hogg, remember him? David Hogg, he's the masculine role model for the Democrat Party. David Hogg from the Wanna Grab Your Gun crew, they are pledging $1 million to Justin Pearson's coffers. So this is going to be a hot national race right here in the Mid-South. Now, let me say this about Steve Cohen. This is the serious part of what I have to say. That Steve Cohen is now considered too conservative for this modern progressive Democrat Party. Are you understanding that? We're dealing with the same situation in Middle Tennessee, and if the Republicans aren't careful, they could end up losing that seat to this radicalized Democrat, this gal who actually doxed and followed around federal agents, ICE agents, picking up illegals in Nashville. So the issue here, this illustrates to the nation how radicalized the Democrat Party is becoming. It was Chris Cuomo on News Nation the other night who said, I don't recognize my own political party anymore. No, those days are gone. And now you've got the standard bearers of the party, people like AOC and Jasmine Crockett, and Justin Pearson is basically Jasmine Crockett without the eyelashes or the charisma. I'm just saying. All right, here's the deal. We're going to take your calls. Got to take a quick break. We've got our good buddy Richard Archie from the Tennessee Firearms Association on the line. We're going to be taking your calls as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country. All right, it is 57 degrees. Don't forget, tomorrow, right here exclusively on the Mighty 990, Briarcrest High School football, Walker Beaudry with the game action. And by the way, fall break coming up. I mean, everybody is evacuating the 901. You've got Memphis International. They announced last night 51,000 travelers are expected at the airport during the fall break. So if you're heading over to Memphis International, you gotta pack some patience, and you gotta get there early. Dylan, we were talking about the airport yesterday. You were really you were showing them some love.
I'm really impressed with what they've been doing.
I mean, the whole upgrade
on the inside. You can't go outside.
Yeah, they're still working on that.
That's okay. I mean, the inside is beautiful. They have so many things you can do. So it's really nice if you have to get stuck there for a minute.
They know me by name at the Delta Sky Club.
I'm sure they do.
I just walk out of hell, Mr. Starnes.
You've got credit.
They're looking. I walk in and they're like, "All right, your flight's leaving. Go." They know exactly what I like to drink.
They know where you sit.
Get some iced tea.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. By the way, and again, want to give a shout out to our friends over at Briarcrest. Had a chance to be at the game last Friday against Christian Brothers, and by the way, got to hear Caden's name over the public address system many times. I told the broadcast crew I expect his name mentioned on the radio at least every 30 seconds.
I noticed that they did say it more than the other Christian Brother names.
I was just sort of kidding with them, but maybe not.
They take you serious. You're Todd Starnes.
I forgot I'm the owner of the station, yeah. So that could have been taken as a threat.
Yeah.
Whoops, my bad. Let's go to the phone lines here. Our good buddy, Richard Archie from right up Interstate 40. He heads up the Tennessee Firearms Association. Richard, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing as well as could possibly be, but listening to the front of your show, you're exactly right in how interesting this is going to be in Memphis over the course of the next year. One thing everybody needs to keep in consideration, Justin Pearson's not dumb by any stretch of imagination.
No.
And the federal legislature pays far better than the state legislature does. So just consider this. Look at what AOC has been able to pull off by the number of years she's got there, millions in her bank account. So there are several different reasons for him to jump into this fray. But I'm going to get some popcorn, sit back and watch this. The main thing is the out-of-state money that's going to come into this race. Cohen being a incumbent, is going to have the trappings of his office. Justin is going to have the trappings of the David Hogs that you talked about, and there's going to be a lot of money pouring into Memphis on this race. Now, type that over to the 7th, and we've got the exact same thing that's fixing to happen there. Acton Benn is not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. She is going to give the Republicans all they want in trouble. If you look at the numbers, and I'm an old math teacher, and I can still figure how much concrete it takes to fill a hole with a pad and a pencil, what's going to happen over there is it was 39 to 31,000 on the votes in this. Voter apathy was just awful. Nobody showed up at the polls in the 7th. However, what we had was a lot of out-of-state money coming in used to beat on the conservative that was in that race. That's going to aggravate a lot of the conservative voters over there, and they might just decide, you know what, we can't get anything done in Tennessee. We push and we work and we spend our money and we get out and we advocate, and it always gets beat by the establishment big bucks coming in from out of state. And if they stay home, Acton Benn's going to take that seat. The Republicans in the 7th are going to have to go, and they're going to have to woo the conservatives that got so soundly beaten this last time. But if they don't do that, they're not going to hold on to that seat that Mark Green walked away from.
Yeah.
It is important that they pay attention to me on this, because I've been watching Tennessee politics for 30 years. As you well know, we're very involved in Second Amendment stuff, and we've been fighting, scratching and clawing, and we still can't get the state to recognize a three-judge panel and a ruling on a simple thing being called unconstitutional. But I've been at the legislature for a long time. Everybody there knows me. Most of them don't like me, but that's okay. You're measured by your enemies as well as your friends. But if the Republicans don't pay attention to getting out and talking to the conservatives on this, and they stay home, Acton Benn's going to be your representative in the 7th District, and that's a danger to the entire republic.
Yeah, no, Richard, you're 1,000% correct there. And we pointed out yesterday on the show the numbers, and those are troubling numbers. Just as many Democrats turned out in a district that went 20 points for Donald Trump. And I think you're right. The fact that you had all this out-of-state money and influence coming in and propping up Matt Van Epps, that's going to be interesting to see if, in fact, the conservatives, the base of the party, will come out and support this guy. If nothing else, I think they've really dampened the enthusiasm for that race now. So it could be one that the Democrats might be able to pick up. It's going to be a stretch for them, but it's a very real possibility. Richard, I hate to do this, but we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break. It's great hearing from you, my friend, and we're going to get you back on. We got to talk about gun stuff coming up here very soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. The great Richard Archie from up Interstate 40, just over in the Jackson area. So good guy. Oh, by the way, here's what Justin Pearson said about Steve Cohen, because he called him up and I don't know what that conversation looked like, but Congressman Cohen, I'm going to be running the glory against you, you devil man. Or something like that. Anyway, Cohen apparently didn't take that very well, because Justin Pearson said, quote, he was very condescending, very arrogant, and he spoke to me in a way that was unbecoming of any leader, but especially our United States congressman. But that's all right. He won't be there long. You know, in fairness, maybe Cohen was right in the middle of eating another bucket of that KFC. You know, nobody wants to be bothered, especially when you got chicken and, your hands are a little greasy. You don't want to pick up the phone and talk to anybody. I don't know that for certain, Dylan. I'm just speculating here. I'm just saying. By the way, where are you guys going for fall break? Is there a specific destination that the good people of Memphis that you guys love to visit? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back, everybody. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Starnes Country. I'm Todd Starnes. 57 degrees here in East Memphis at the broadcast studio. By the way, the National Guard coming into town as early as today, and they will be boots on the ground. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, announcing we could have as many as 1,000 National Guard troops here, and they could be here until next year, like next fall, so for an entire year. Which is going to be exciting because so far everybody has been talking about how great it is to see and to see all these federal law enforcement troops. As a matter of fact, let's take a listen to cut number 8, please.
So on election night, I went to pick up my daughter from water polo practice.
Okay, that's not it. So let's we'll get back to that in just a moment, guys. In the meantime, I want to bring in a very special guest, Randy Hutchison from the Better Business Bureau. Every Thursday, we look at ways to protect you and your bank accounts. And Randy, good morning. Good to have you with us today.
Yeah, good morning.
So we've been talking about multi-level marketing programs, and those are things like what Amway and Mary Kay, right. And the FTC just did a study and published a study because a lot of people think, oh, this is a great way to make some easy, fast money and a lot of money.
Well, you know, the couple you mentioned are certainly legitimate companies. Multi-level marketing is a legitimate way of selling product, but as you said, probably not for everybody. And we'll give some advice later on about how to decide whether it's appropriate for you. But some of the key findings of the FTC study, they looked at 70 multi-level marketing programs, including very big ones, very prominent ones, found that most participants made $1,000 or less per year before expenses.
Oh, geez.
Gross revenue made $1,000 or less, and then they had to pay whatever the associated expenses were, which probably drove some of them into a loss. The FTC found that the marketing materials and the disclosures often emphasize the high dollar amounts that a few number of participants made. Didn't talk about the amounts that some of the folks at the other end didn't make. Presented income data in a confusing way. Again, didn't include participants with little or no earnings, and ignored expenses. Just talked about the amount of revenue that they made, the amount of sales, but didn't talk about after deducted expenses what was left.
I am stunned by this. So you're telling like the Mary Kay folks and all these other folks out there. I mean, they're making on average $1,000 or less.
Yeah, this is all the the 70 outfits that they looked at. It may be different for ones like Amway or Mary Kay. The study didn't break them out, but again, overall, 70 of the biggest reputable multi-level marketing programs. We'll talk about when they become disreputable.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But I'm curious, though, about the differences here between what might be a multi-level marketing program and an illegal pyramid scheme. Maybe you can describe the difference here.
Well, a pyramid scheme is a form of multi-level marketing. But, of course, multi-level marketing is generally where you recruit other people in what's sometimes called your downline to help sell the product. The problem, it becomes a pyramid scheme when the emphasis is on recruiting more and more people and less on actually making sales. And in fact, in some of the worst pyramid schemes, the only people really buying products are the people, the distributors who are buying it. And then again, the reason it's a pyramid is the people at the top may make a lot of money, but that's only a few people. And the base, most of the people make none.
Wow. You get hosed. What's the advice here? People thinking about, you know, joining this, maybe they think, oh, this is, you know, not necessarily a get-rich-quick scheme, but, you know, they could get a lot of money, make a lot of money. What's your advice to people when they're looking at maybe joining some sort of a multi-level marketing program?
Well, first, I'm not telling people don't do it. Again, some of them we mentioned, and there are others. There are many out there that are legitimate. Be sure it's not a pyramid scheme, but go into it with your eyes open. Avoid a company that uses high pressure to get you to join. If you don't like selling, joining a multi-level marketing program is probably a bad idea. I mean, ultimately, you're selling, you're managing people who are selling. So if that's not your thing, wouldn't be my thing, probably not the right thing to get involved in. Research the company with the Better Business Bureau, your state attorney general, online using search terms like review, scam, or complaint to see if other people have reported a problem with the company or a good experience with the company. If you can, and certainly do your best to talk to current and past distributors about their experience with the program, perhaps most importantly, past distributors. Find out why they're not distributing anymore. If they say, I went into this thinking I was going to become a millionaire and I made $1,000, then understand that could be your experience. Some of the multi-level marketing programs, not any that we've named, but some of them offer goods that are overpriced, have questionable benefits, maybe unsafe to use. If one of the marketing pitches of the product that you're about to consider getting involved with is a healthcare product is advertised as having miracle ingredients or guaranteed results, probably not something you should look at. And if you're not an experienced business person, this is a business. Some people kind of get into it maybe for the social aspects of it, but it is a business. If you're not an experienced business person, talk to an attorney, an accountant, another trusted advisor who can help you evaluate the opportunity and review the contracts, agreements, and legal documents.
You know, my mom used to be a Tupperware lady. Yeah. She had the big Tupperware parties back in the day. I think everything in our home, in her kitchen, was Tupperware.
And she may have been in it. A lot of people are, again, for the social, the networking, get-together yeah. with friends, and that sort of thing. All of that is perfectly fine. But again, it is a business. Be sure you have a sales plan. Understand your income goals. If your goal is to make money, just again, understand that many don't. And by the way, as with any business, there may be startup costs. Be sure that you can afford to front the money to start the business up. And if it doesn't work out, hopefully you haven't invested your life savings in it.
Yeah, no. Well, that's a fair point. Randy, this is all great advice. Where can people go if they want to get more information about what you guys are doing over at Better Business Bureau?
Well, the easiest way to check out a business anywhere in the country, file a complaint, file a review, good or bad, anywhere in the country, BBB.org, or you can call us at 759-1300.
All right, good stuff. Randy Hutchison, always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. You know what I want to do, Dylan? I'm calling an audible. I want to throw out a trivia question. This is a difficult trivia question. I don't know if people are going to get it, but with Randy Hutchison here, this is going to be a fun trivia question. So there was a very famous person, a very famous religious figure in American history. And he started out as a door-to-door salesman, and he was the top salesman for the Fuller Brush Company. Did a great job. As a matter of fact, Randy, his number one sales technique, before they slammed the door, he was put his foot right there at the door to prevent them from closing the door.
All right.
And it turned out to be a great sales technique, and he became the number one, the top Fuller Brush salesman in the state of South Carolina, going door to door from his home in North Carolina. So religious figure, top religious figure, North Carolina, top Fuller Brush salesman, and he used his sales techniques later in life and in his ministry. Who in the world am I talking about here? If you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, let's check in with Aiden Pettit. He is standing by with a look at your entertainment report, all that and much more right here on Starnes Country. All right, phones lighting up this morning. Let's go to David in East Memphis. David, how are you doing? And by the way, how are things over in East Memphis now that the federal agents are on the scene?
Oh, it's pretty quiet. Pretty quiet. Hadn't been any activity of illegal type that I've noticed lately. Been a lot quieter. But yeah, things are pretty good.
Well, I'm glad
over here in West Memphis.
You know, it's interesting. One of the reasons you have all the federal law enforcement here is so MPD can now focus on the traffic enforcement, and they're getting a lot of bad guys, you know, thanks to, you know, the broken taillights or, you know, failing to, you know, the speeders and, of course, the tags. So that's been one of the great benefits here is that the MPD's sort of unleashed and they've been able to focus specifically on the roadways.
Yeah, the drag racing hadn't been near as bad on 240 as it had in the past, so. That's a good thing.
That's true. But some 80-year-old woman was riding my bumper the other day, and I was like, doggone it.
Yeah.
It's going to honk my horn, but you know you can't do that. You know, the old folks, they're packing heat too. David, we're going to try to win you the trivia. This is sort of like an impromptu thing. We call it an audible. Who are we talking about? This one of the top – it was the top Fuller Brush salesman in the Carolinas. Who are we talking about here?
Billy Graham.
Yeah, yes, sir. David, you are correct. The late great Billy Graham was a great salesman back in the day.
Yeah, he was in more ways than one. Obviously, as you know, he learned a lot about people and how to move them. I guess
he sure did.
So, yeah.
He sure did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering if any, you know, he did a crusade here in Memphis, one of the great Billy Graham crusades. And were you there? Were you able to go to the Billy Graham crusade? Don't want to put you on the spot.
No, I wasn't here at that time. I wasn't living here at that time.
You know, I would love to hear from somebody who went to that crusade. Dr. Adrian Rogers, his wife, gave me a beautiful piece of artwork, and it's actually hanging in my office here at KWAM. And it's part of this thing. It's a photograph of Billy Graham and Adrian Rogers back at during the Memphis Crusade, as well as a handwritten note from Billy Graham to Adrian Rogers. And you know what was fascinating about that, David? It's that letter was written on stationery, not from the world-famous Peabody Hotel. It was on stationery from the Holiday Inn. I've always thought that was interesting that Billy Graham stayed at the Holiday Inn in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'd be interested to know if he and Kimmins Wilson were buddies or not. That's a neat thing.
Yeah, that's a good question. We're going to find out. And if you ever went to that crusade, I would love to hear from you. 901-260-5926. David, don't go anywhere. We have a little something for you, and we'll get that to you. So Dylan will get all of your info. The lovely Miss Cassie is on fall break. Dylan's heading out on fall break. So we got a lot of folks heading out on fall break. By the way, can I just say something about Chuck? Chuck from Memphis yesterday called in and won the Jonathan Kahn book. And Chuck came by to pick up his book, and he brought the entire staff at KWAM these beautiful little nothing bundt cakes. And the staff went bonkers wild. So, Chuck, incredibly kind of you to do that. Thank you, and we just appreciate all of our great listeners. You guys are awesome, and we do consider you to be family here on this radio program, and we certainly appreciate the great work that you guys are doing. All right, I want to play some audio here. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926, talking about how things have just so dramatically changed here in the Mid-South. Cut number 9, please.
I could make this up. I would, but I can't. So with that being said, let's get right into it. Look, the Safe Task Force done made 273 arrests in just under a week of them being in the city. Man, them folks not playing at all. Look, the streets are so quiet now. I ain't seen not a thing going on. But that's how it should have been all along.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. That's exactly how it should have been all along. By the way, it's not just in Memphis. Portland, Oregon, business owners there are begging the president to save their city from the failed policies of the Democrats. Cut number 12.
Has crime impacted your businesses? Yes, absolutely. In fact, yesterday morning, I was broken again for the 10th time. I will say that the police responded very quickly, which was better ticket times as far as getting them to the site quicker. So that was very helpful.
Wow. How do you feel about National Guard in Portland? What do you think about that? What are your thoughts?
We need help here, and something needs to be done. So if this is what we need to do to get our leaders paying attention to what's happening in Portland, then I think it's a good thing. We've been struggling for a long time since 2020, and it's really difficult to do business in downtown Portland, and we need all the help we can get. And if this creates a little bit of peace in our city and shows that there really is some issues happening, then I think that it's for the best.
Yeah, and we're hearing that in other places as well. Chicago, where I think you're going to be seeing the National Guard on the streets very, very soon. So today we are anticipating, that's what the mayor said, Paul Young, we should be seeing boots on the ground from National Guard starting later today. And the only people that are complaining about this are the elected Democrats. That's it. Everybody else is on board with this. Well, aside from these activists, the unemployed activist, but everybody else is on board with all of this. By the way, I want to share this story, and I want you to head over to toddstearns.com, and you can read the full story. An insane thing happening at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, where the Student Government Association rejected a Turning Point USA chapter, and the Student Government Association at UTC said that Turning Point USA was guilty of hate speech violations, which we all know is a load of hooey. So we've got, I know Congressman John Rose, who's running for governor, is the only lawmaker speaking out right now, and he's saying this is outrageous, and it is. So here's the deal, and I don't care if we have to call a special session to deal with this, but we've got to start punishing these schools. And if they're going to target and bully conservatives, especially in the state of Tennessee, a majority red state, then we've got to put our foot down and say, great, you can discriminate against conservative kids, you can bully them, but you're not getting a single penny of our tax dollars. And then they would have to shut down. But I'm tired of it. And this is absolute nonsense. So we've got the story up over at toddstearns.com. We'll be talking about it more on the national show later today. But I'm telling you, folks, we've got to start playing hardball with these schools and universities, and all of them are infested by left-wing activists, and it's ugly. It's just absolutely ugly what's happening out there. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So we're going to keep you updated on those developments, and let me say this. If there are any schools here in our area that are giving Turning Point USA chapters a hard time, we want to know who those people are. And we want to make sure that that those folks are held accountable, because we will go to war over that. That's the one thing that really, well, there are a lot of things that set us off here on the Mighty 990, but that's the number one thing. We will not allow conservative kids to be bullied at all. As a matter of fact, you talk about being bullied. I think the argument could be made that right now, Memphis Shelby County Schools, they're bullying all of the kids. When you've got over 70% of the kids, they can't read at grade level. That is insulting, and that is downright bullying. Because if a child cannot read, then a child cannot succeed. And we've got to make sure that we are equipping our kids in the Memphis Shelby County Schools, which are paid for by with our tax dollars. And meanwhile, what is the Memphis Shelby County School Board? Now, these people are completely worthless. They need to go. We're going to find out what's going on with Lee Harris. I smell a stink coming from the Shelby County Mayor's office, and we're going to get to the bottom of that, too. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Hey, Jim Miller coming up with your top local news headlines. I will be back here at 11 o'clock. Be sure to listen to the Todd Stearns Show exclusively right here on the Mighty 990. Get out there. Have a great one. I'm Todd Stearns from the Principal Toyota Memphis Studio.